I was once walking along, minding my own indigenous business, hair flowing like the best Pantene commercial, when I was stopped in my tracks. A young girl, fair-skinned, bright-eyed, eager to talk, eager to ask, "Are you a real Indian?" she asked. I have heard this question a million times from a million people, sometimes with eyes shining in romanticism, sometimes with eyes shining in skeptical colonialism, but a child's question is innocent, a true reflection of her world, without malice, without years of wolf dancing, Cleveland Indianing, corporate sweat lodges, Lewis's name Daniel, dancing and playing Indian all day. Are you a real Indian? Yes, I am. To which her bright eyes got wide, her pigtails blowing in the wind of her flight. Screaming in fear, she ran. She had not the years of world that we live in, but carried someone else's years upon her adolescent shoulders. And now, an enduring quandary. Do I chase her to set her straight, thus perpetuating the fear she has of my perceived savagery? Or do I let her go, securing her fear and perceived savagery? We are required to walk a fine line of savagery because we simply walk a fine line of savagery, because you're Indian if you do,